This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. Thursday, still up in the 80s right now, 82, but getting much cooler tonight. Low 44 tomorrow. Partly sunny, high of just 64, low 47. And then Saturday, is looking like rain, high of just 69. That's what we have ahead of us. We'll talk a bit about President Trump and the potential of him actually facing criminal charges. We'll hear from an attorney on that later in the half hour. But let's begin with what happened today in Lansing, a luncheon held by the Mackinac Center looking at the future of transportation. We're talking about autonomous vehicles. The speaker there, Brent Skorup, with the Mercatus Center, is really one of the top thinkers on this issue in the country. He's here with us on WILS. Brent, great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, have you been to Lansing before?
No, my first time. My brother lives in Midland, but my first time in Lansing.
Yeah, where are we with autonomous vehicles? How close are we to really having them becoming a big part of our lives?
So, yeah, a big part of my purpose in coming was to emphasize to lawmakers and policymakers that driverless cars are coming more rapidly than I think most of us suspected even a couple years ago. And so, you know, Audi this year is coming out with a car that will drive in stop-and-go traffic without driver intervention. It won't change lanes, but it's advanced enough that when it detects a problem it can't handle, it will give you a 10-second warning, and then you'll take over.
Mm-hmm.
And
In terms of your focus, Sue, what you're looking at in a lot of your writings is what we can do with regulations and so on. How much regulation do we have so far? How aggressively is the government coming in to regulate this area?
So most at the federal and state level, it's largely been pretty hands off. Most states, of course, don't have much in this area at all.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan has been very forward thinking about this. It passed a law in December 2016 that is very permissive towards driverless cars and allows driverless fleets to operate within reason.
Okay.
And so it's great to be here in Michigan talking with these lawmakers. And I met with the DOT and talked to some of the people behind the legislation
does that encourage more autonomous vehicles to come to Michigan, the fact that we have these in place?
Yeah, but my impression is yes. In talking with car companies, they see Michigan and a lot of states, Arizona, California, Nevada, Virginia, where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
are competing to have driverless car companies come test out the roads, try to get this deployed faster. I think the good news is I think lawmakers are realizing driving is a public health crisis. There are 35,000 to 40,000 people killed every year, millions of crashes, hundreds of thousands of people injured, and driverless cars. I see it as the polio vaccine. These companies are rushing to get this technology out and save lives.
Now, is there a point where you think the federal government on its own will come out and start putting safety regulations in or really heavily regulating this technology?
Right now, at the federal level, it's been fairly permissive because I think most people understand just human drivers are not very safe. You know, based on statistics, I mean, it doesn't warrant mention. You know, certainly it's front news if a driverless car is in an accident, but there are so many accidents with human drivers that it doesn't warrant mention. And at the federal level, so the federal DOT came out with guidelines last September. It was really their first attempt at getting a grasp on this market. And they had guidelines, best practices for driverless car companies. They also committed to exempt driverless cars from regulations that don't make sense for driverless cars. So the regulators have largely been pretty permissive towards driverless cars.
Yeah, well, do you anticipate any kinds of legal issues that are going to start popping up when these vehicles get into accidents then?
I think you'll see a lot of unforeseen issues, and certainly a big question for lawmakers and for the auto companies and tech companies who are in this space is, how liability will work. I think existing tort law and products liability law probably can handle most of these issues, but car companies are certainly thinking about this. There will be legal issues, and today in Lansing, I told legislators to be aware of it. There's nothing urgent right now, but to be aware of the liability issues.
Okay. Do they have any questions for you then?
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly, there are many good questions today. You know, one was, you know, someone asked, you know, they might not feel safe in an autonomous car, and how reliable are they? And my response is, you know, human drivers are not very reliable. I mean, so the standards should not be driverless cars must be perfect. I mean, they will never be perfect. Yeah. You know, I hope lawmakers will see that driverless cars will be safe.
But I mean, is it reasonable for people to think that they trust humans more than they would trust a computer behind the wheel?
I think right now, so, and Bill Ford of the Ford Motor Company said last week, he suspects the hardware and software will be ready before society is ready. And I think many people right now are uncomfortable with the idea, and that's part of the reason I've come to Lansing, and I'm encouraging people to learn about just the hazards of just human driving, and the promise of driverless cars to be much safer. If they're not safer already, they will be soon.
Okay. Now, when we talk about really seeing them, let's say every 10th car being an autonomous vehicle, is that something you think that's happening within 4 or 5 years, or is that further out?
Every 10th vehicle, this will take time. So in the next few years, GM, Ford, BMW, they're all expecting to have largely autonomous cars available for sale to customers. Okay. And I think fully autonomous cars.
Yeah, go ahead. The ones without, where the driver doesn't even have a steering wheel, right? That's what you're talking about.
That's probably about a decade away is what they're planning. Certainly there are big question marks about how quickly that will come. Yeah. But insurers and car makers are aiming for about 2025 to have fully autonomous cars, no steering wheel.
Well, it seems that they're all driving with each other. The autonomous vehicles can get along, but do you think the problem will be when we're on the road with them at the same time?
I mean, yeah, that's certainly an issue. Human drivers someday will be much more dangerous than autonomous drivers. And, you know, it's a big question for insurers. If human drivers are riskier to insure, you know, will premiums rise for human drivers and decrease for people who select autonomous cars? And time will tell.
It's Brent Skorup, research fellow at the in the technology policy program at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. And so when you look ahead, I mean, when in terms of what state lawmakers need to do, even here in Michigan, is there anything that's pressing right now, or are we kind of set to go for the next 5-10 years legislatively?
I don't think there's anything urgent. But local planners and urban planners need to start thinking about designing infrastructure for driverless cars. You know, one thing driverless cars raise is that a lot of rides will be point to point, door to door, and our roads aren't currently designed for that sort of thing, aside from like luxury hotels. And so you could see, you know, bottlenecks at commuting times where people are being dropped in the front door instead of parking and walking in the side door. So there's issues like that. There's certainly issues with infrastructure that driverless cars can read. Mm-hmm. And liability issues will be
You're talking about sensors and all these other things. So that all of that needs to be installed on the roads before they can really operate comfortably, right?
There's kind of two schools of thought on that. Some believe there will be connectivity. I was talking with a Ford engineer today, and he thinks they don't. You know, it'd be great to have the connectivity and speaking with infrastructure wirelessly, but he doesn't think that's necessary. And as you suggested, it would be a big investment to get the infrastructure out there. So right now, they probably don't need it, but it would be a nice benefit.
Brent Skorup with the Mercatus Center. He was here in Lansing today speaking on this very topic. Brent, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hosted by the Mackinac Center, by the way. So.